Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Robbie Callahan. Dr. Callahan is a pulmonologist and director of the asthma and COPD program at Northwestern Medicine. So I understand that more than 35 million people living in the U.S. have been diagnosed with chronic lung disease, things like asthma and COPD. So can you start by explaining what a chronic lung disease is?
The term that gets used in the public health universe that measures these things is chronic lower respiratory disease. And the two most common categories of those diseases are asthma and then chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema, often in the United States in smokers, but around the world is increasing among people exposed to air pollution and other inhaled vapors, gases, dusts, and fumes. There's another category of lung diseases called interstitial lung diseases, which often get called pulmonary fibrosis, which is a scarring in the lungs. And those three together, asthma, COPD, and interstitial lung disease or pulmonary fibrosis, are the most common chronic lung diseases, in addition to one other category of airways diseases called bronchiectasis, which occurs in people living with cystic fibrosis. That's the minority of people with bronchiectasis, but then a large number of people have bronchiectasis on the basis of having prior infections in their lungs, and the lung's healing reaction results in this disease called bronchiectasis.
What are the most common symptoms of chronic lung disease? And I'm just wondering also, how are chronic lung diseases diagnosed at Northwestern Medicine?
This is actually much more challenging than one could ever imagine, because most chronic lung diseases occur slowly over time. It's not like someday someone wakes up and they suddenly can't breathe or can't walk across the room because they're short of breath, or suddenly their oxygen level is low and it impacts their body's functioning. The challenge with that is that when someone slowly starts to develop shortness of breath over time, they, one, don't necessarily notice it, and then two, they provide themselves with the very best treatment for shortness of breath, which is to stop doing things that make you short of breath. It's actually hard to identify who has chronic lung disease, because a lot of times they also haven't identified themselves. They've just modified their life. So the first step in diagnosing chronic lung disease is actually figuring out who to diagnose it in. And to do that, you have to ask the right question. The in people, though, who we think might have chronic lung disease, in those people, it's recommended that they get a breathing test, something called a pulmonary function test.
Well, if you're just joining us, just in time for Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock. Dr. Robbie Callahan is here with me today. And I'm just wondering if you could tell me about some of the innovative treatments that are currently available at Northwestern Medicine. And I know you guys are working on some research there. Anything major that's happened in the last 10 years or so?
Yeah, well, in the Canning Thoracic Institute at Northwestern Medicine, we're really proud that we offer what we call medical therapies, i.e. medicines and behavioral therapies for lung disease, as well as a variety of surgical therapies for lung disease. And then, as you mentioned, some innovative things that are coming down the pipe that we're doing research on. In COPD, there actually have been a number of recent medical breakthroughs where we can target at-risk populations of people who have a high likelihood of having what are called COPD exacerbation. So that's a flare-up of COPD where someone catches a virus and then they get quite sick. And in fact, someone who has a flare-up of their COPD has a high chance of dying. So the goal is to prevent these flare-ups from happening. And there are a number of new medicines that recently were approved to prevent flare-ups of COPD. There's also some new inhaled therapies that are the first new mechanism of how it works inside the lungs that we've had in 25 years.
Is there any research or work that your team is doing right now that you're really excited about? Would you say that that's one of those things?
Absolutely. There's a lot of these things. We're testing new medicines all the time. Many are in this new generation of medicine where we're trying to provide personalized care. So based on what someone's blood tells us, is this medicine going to work in them, or is this not the right medicine for them? Or new generations of inhalers that target different pathways in the lungs than what's been used before. And then we're actually also doing research way ahead of that. before someone ever has disease, trying to find out, is that person at risk for future disease? Or do they have what we would call ideal respiratory health? And is it someone who we should learn from as far as how they've managed to sustain their lung health and lung function over time compared to someone who's at greater risk?
Wow, amazing. Dr. Callahan, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be here. Thank you.